the communion meal comes from. Let's start with Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 26 through 30. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And after taking the cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, or the blood of the covenant, that has poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is a pattern given to us by Jesus Christ for what we call communion. Why bread? And what is fruit of the vine? For this answer, we need to look at the meal that Jesus was partaking of in Matthew 26. For this, we only need to back up a few verses to Matthew 26, verse 17. "Now on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said, 'Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?'" We can see from this that the meal was the Passover meal, which was also called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This was a feast celebrated by the Jews to remember when God passed over the houses of those obedient during the final plague before the Exodus from Egypt. If we turn to Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 20, we'll see exactly when that meal, that Passover meal, was laid forth by God. Starting in verse 1, it says, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month is to be your beginning of months. It will be your first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, in the 10th day of this month, they each must take a lamb for themselves according to their families, a lamb for each household. If any household is too small for a lamb, the man and his next door neighbor are to take a lamb according to the number of people. You will make your count for the lamb according to how much each one can eat. Your lamb must be perfect, a male, 1 year old. You may take it from the sheep or the goats. You must care for it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole community of Israel will kill it around sundown. They will take some of the blood and put it on the two sides, side posts, and on the top of the door frame of the houses where they will eat. They will eat the meat the same night. They will eat it roasted over a fire with bread made without yeast and with bitter herbs. Do not eat it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with its head and its legs and its entrails. You must leave nothing until morning, but you must burn with fire whatever remains of it until morning. This is how you are to eat it: dressed to travel, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You are to eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. I will pass through the land of Egypt in the same night, and I will attack all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both humans and animals. And on the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, so that when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and this plague will not fall on you to destroy you when I attack the land of Egypt. This day will become a memorial for you, and you will celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. You will celebrate it perpetually as a lasting ordinance. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast. Surely on the first day you must put away yeast from your houses, because anyone who eats bread made with yeast from the first day to the seventh day will be cut off from Israel. On the first day there will be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there will be a holy convocation for you. You must do no work of any kind on them, only what every person will eat. That alone may be prepared for you. So you will keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because on this very day I brought your regiments out of the land of Egypt. And so you must keep this day perpetually as a lasting ordinance. In the first month, from the 14th day of the month, in the evening, you will eat bread made without yeast until the 21st day of the month in the evening. For 7 days, yeast must not be found in your houses. For whoever eats what is made with yeast that person will be cut off from the community of Israel, whether a foreigner or one born in the land. You will not eat anything made with yeast. In all the places where you live, you must eat bread made without yeast. In short, any door covered with the blood of the sacrifice would be passed over and not see death. To commemorate this event, a feast, including bread made with no yeast, would be eaten. Yeast, oftentimes in Scripture, represents sin. Bread with no yeast, bread with no sin. John chapter 6, starting in verse 44, Jesus says this, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who hears and learns from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you the solemn truth, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that came down from heaven, so that a person may eat from it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats from this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Then the Jews, who were hostile to Jesus, began to argue with one another, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the solemn truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood resides in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who consumes me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like the bread your ancestors ate, but then later died. The one who eats this bread will live forever." Jesus is the bread of life with no sin. This now brings us back to Matthew 26. As we can see from Exodus, the house had to be leaven free. Therefore, this feast contained unleavened bread and unleavened drink. Fruit of the vine, grape juice, not wine. Wine uses yeast or leaven to cause the fermentation process. We can see this meal, we call communion, given to us by Jesus during the Passover feast, consisted of unleavened bread and fruit of the vine. Just like at the time of the Passover, anyone covered with the blood of the sacrifice would partake of this feast to remember. Who are those covered with his blood? In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, we read this. "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may live a new life. Jesus shed his blood in his death. We are baptized into his death." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19 says this. "You know that from your empty way of life, inherited from your ancestors, you were ransomed. Not by perishable things like silver or gold, but by the precious blood, like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb, namely Christ." Sound familiar? Maybe sound like what happened in Exodus? Then in Revelation chapter 7, we read this, in John's vision. Revelation chapter 7, starting in verse 13. "Then one of the elders asked me, 'These dressed in long white robes, who are they, and where have they come from?' So I said to him, 'My Lord, you know the answer.' Then he said to me, 'These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And the one seated on the throne will shelter them. They will never go hungry or thirsty again, and the sun will not beat down on them, nor any burning heat. because the Lamb in the middle of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Those of us buried with Christ, covered with his blood and washed white by his blood, use this time to remember the sacrifice of Christ, using the emblems he gave us from the Passover, and proclaim his death until he returns. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, Paul tells us this: "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Just as the Israelites remembered being saved by the blood of the sacrificed lamb with a meal containing unleavened bread, we now remember being saved by the blood of a sacrificial lamb by eating unleavened bread and fruit of the vine. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, before this meal that was set forth for us by your Son, to remember what he did for us by sacrificing him and being able to wash us with his blood. We thank you, Father, for that sacrifice. We ask that you be with us now as we do partake of this, as we proclaim his death until he returns. We tell the world how his death makes us alive. Thank you, Father, so very much for this memorial. Be with each and every one as we partake of it now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.